All right, let's call the Town of Montville Finance Committee meeting of Thursday, January 8th order. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I just want to say welcome everyone. And we have Councilor Baker, Councilor Souther, and Councilor Lynn present. We have a forum. All members are present. We also have in attendance the Mayor Benel, and you, Chapman Finance Director, and Reporting Secretary is Cindy Bratton. Let's see, Benton, Bratton. All right, at this time, remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. I'll see if anybody comes in the door here. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda. And remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda. Just to note, this is actually a full meeting, not a special meeting. A special agenda, sorry. Item 5, approval of the meeting minutes of December 2nd, 2025. Everyone has a copy of it. I just reviewed it over. Does anyone need a minute to take and look that over before we vote that in? All right, I'd like a motion to approve the meeting minutes of December 2nd, 2025.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, it's 3-0 to approve the meeting minutes. unfinished business. The finance director has given us the most up-to-date munis report that was stated. It's 20.
I ran it today.
Today. Yep, there it is. All right, so, all right, Julie, would you like to go over anything of interest? I don't know if you have a chance to highlight anything like you want to do or.
Sure. So I'll jump into the expenses. That'll be your second page.
Okay.
Right now, we're halfway through the fiscal year. Overall, the expenses are at 48.3%, so overall we're on track for spending. A couple highlights, if you flip over to page 2 on the bottom under Town Hall Central Service, electricity.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah, that's going to be over budget by about $36,000. Right now, we're paid up through November. So we have 6 months left of the fiscal year. Each month averages a little over $12,000. So that would be $73,170 less the encumbrance of $36,000 would leave about $36,000 over budget for that electricity line.
I don't want to get into that. That's a public works thing. Is there any way they can look at this and see, is this just because the cost went up, or is it because we're using physically more energy, or is it both?
We'd have to analyze the bills. I mean, the cost does go up every year.
Is any other town buildings doing that?
So that's a combination of pretty much all the electric bills besides Camp Oakdale and I believe the community center.
Does that include public safety building? So it's an amalgam of several different buildings.
Yes, that's not just one building. That's a culmination of some, let me see.
Mayor,
I don't see electricity in the police budget, so I think it's included there.
So Mayor, if you could direct Public Works to at least have somebody kind of do a cursory look at the electric bills just to see. It may just be in fact that electricity rates went up and we're paying the price, but if there's something that's something that's amok using up a lot of electricity, you know.
Well, I gotta tell you, I have been looking at some things that I thought, I've been thinking are, there are a couple of things I talked to his attention, you know, little things that start adding up, such as downstairs in the furnace room, there's a chill pump circulator that runs 24/7. And that's not the issue, that's an example. Lights out at the pickleball court. I just told him just yesterday, shut it down at 9 o'clock, regardless. No one's out there, lights on.
Right.
Don't know why, don't understand why. So, but those, we are trying to make some effort to look at that.
And people may be coming through and say, I need some lights to get to the dog park.
Yeah.
Let their dogs run at 8 o'clock at night when it's dark.
Yeah.
They just need a path to get, because that's how you walk through.
Right. So there are some things that we can look at. And
yeah, I just don't want to, I guess over, I don't want to task Julie and her group to have to go through electric bills and start to decipher.
No.
He knows the buildings, he knows, if you could give him those, and, you know. But I have to run it to the mayor to make sure he's, he get the manpower to do that.
Yeah.
And if somebody can go through and say, and kind of look at the history of each building and say, well, why last December it wasn't this bad, but this December, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Some kind of trend. And but I know personally electric rates did go up, so it just may be that. But if we're going to try to, if we're going to go over by 36,000, I'd like to have, you know, why.
Yeah. Includes.
Okay.
And I think, did we cut it from last year? Did we cut that?
I think so, yeah. We'll take a look at that.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a crazy amount, but it is a large amount.
It is. I agree.
Okay, so moving on. Nothing notable in the next few pages. Debt service. Those are all regularly scheduled bills. On page 7, under land use, the town planner, I have projected out there's 25 payrolls left now that that position is filled. We are projected to save or have available in that line item $31,000.
There's our electric overage right there.
Yep, and then the line right underneath town planner, the secretary, that position was vacant for just a short time. We'll have a little over $9,000 available there. So those two salary lines do offset the electricity cost.
Well, I was going to say, Mayor, the planning department's doing a lot of work right now. And if there's any engineering fees, so if we have to keep that in that department for either CLA engineering or other engineering fees, because they've got a lot of stuff going on that I don't know, and just kind of keep it in that department if we can.
Sure. Engineering is in a different line item though. It's not in that.
Right.
It's not in
but
that.
Engineering shares Public Works, planning, and something else. There's three.
Yes,
there's three trifectas to the engineering fees.
Yeah.
So, and those. Anybody catch that? I'm not sure you guys understand. Engineering, it's not.
Oh, here. Yeah, it's actually right underneath the land use.
CLA as well.
Well, CLA is the town engineers,
yeah.
And basically, engineering's kind of broke it up.
Mm-hmm.
Public Works, who probably does more work? Probably Public Works needs engineering more.
Land use does quite a bit. So we have the engineering, then we.
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't break it out here.
I know when Matt was here, he was really trying to pop that up, but we didn't need to because I think he was overestimating.
Right now, the engineering overall looks okay. We're at 55% spent.
All right, good. I just wanted to not throw that out if we have excess money
sure.
in that, but you know, in that area, that's all right.
Okay.
And do you guys agree with that? I don't want to be speaking on attorney because.
The three, there's actually three sub-line items that have engineering.
Yeah.
521, 23, and then there's 48 and 84, so.
Yeah, they're all.
Which one belongs to who? Is there a way to tell?
I would have to look in the system. It didn't print out the description fully on this report.
That's okay.
Probably the one for 50 is Public Works, the one for 40 is probably, could be zoning, and then the 10,000 is.
I think it's other.
Yeah, other.
Okay, so moving along. We'll touch on police overtime.
Location.
Page 12.
I'm gonna ask if we move on, go back to page 8, on the conservation commission. Thank you for putting that out, but everyone there, I looked at the meeting last night, they were all saying, what if they thought they had 1,500? But it, maybe it was a combination of all those, they got 1,500, which doesn't look like it comes close.
Yeah, they had contacted me previously when they spent $215 on, I believe, a weed whacker. So they know what their budget was, so it's the 1,175 plus the 215 is what they had, which is 1,390. It may have gotten cut from last year, which is why it's a little less.
Yeah, it may have.
But right now, they have 1,175 available. Is that not enough for what they want?
Oh, I'm sure it is. They'll have money left over. Unless, I don't know, they're not real spendaholics, but they do need this. I warned them that if they're gonna spend it, they need to start getting the POs in now and not wait till April or May. And the mayor was there, he also heard what I was saying.
Okay.
Page 12, I think.
So page 12. We typically touch on police overtime. At this point in the year, they've spent pretty much their full allocation. $400,000 was allocated. They're at $390,418. To put it in perspective, last year, it was a total of $582,573 through year end. We're already at $400,000 halfway through the year.
This is police protection. Sorry.
Yes.
10-8, what's this now? This is 10-8, 2051, 100, correct?
Yes.
So, Mayor, I know people at Chat Club has probably a really good answer of what's going on. I think it's because of manpower and overtime, or is it?
Yeah, it's covering vacant shifts and vacancies. Workers comp, people out on comp, that kind of thing, but yeah.
Well, can we get a projection on that? What it's gonna be in the year projection, just to kind of give us an idea. I mean, it looks like the trend, if we're at 97%, we're halfway through the year, that means this could theoretically be twice this.
I could do an average of what it averages per week and project it out.
I know the summertime tends to draw a lot of overtime, people go on vacation, and that usually resolves itself right around the end of August, September. So that might have been the bulk of some of the overtime. I mean, may not have that from here till June.
Oh, you just had another vacancy too.
I was gonna ask that question. I think I just saw an email, they have another vacancy.
Well, I just think we need to get a handle on it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that you're gonna resolve that problem, but I just want to get a handle on the magnitude of it. And what about, is it this thing about the police, what do they call it, the private duty? Is that in this?
That's not on here because we moved that to a different fund.
All right. I'm gonna get a chance to seal that too, and we'll get to it. Get when you get to it.
Okay.
don't know if you're gonna touch on that, Julie, but fire marshal's account, that was a vacant, that was, that position was vacant for, what, 3 months?
Yes, so that one.
So there's gonna be a savings there?
There is going to be a savings there. I don't have an in-depth analysis like I do for planning, because I'm waiting for the new deputy to start. He's starting, I think, next week. So next time we have our finance committee meeting, I'll be able to tell you how much we save for those lines.
Yeah, 'cause there'll be a deficit in that one as well, for at least a couple of months.
Yeah, the deputy and the fire marshal, both, yeah, they'd be deputies, definitely.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Don't forget, part of that fire marshal's salary, that shows $49,000. Some of that is emergency management.
I know, it's two different line items. He's paid through two different buckets.
And then the fire protection department on page 14. Same thing we've touched on throughout the year, their overtime is a over budget now by $33,000.
Same thing, lack of manpower?
Absolutely.
Yes.
The good side is that we have some applicants that we're pursuing now. You know, barn doors closed and horses already got out, but.
Okay.
Same thing with the dispatch overtime.
So I think at some point, we're gonna have to find out where this happy median is of we're not paying so much overtime, and it's gonna either be a manpower increase, find out that perfect spot, you know, because I know when you hire more people, you have more overtime potentially, but there's a spot where you have the schedule and the manpower work out, because obviously, if we're spending at least a salary, right now, we're gonna spend 2.5 salaries of overtime. You see what I mean? Because the time this is done, it'll be 260,000.
Yep.
And that's, that sounds like that's at least 3 employees, right?
Yeah.
So we're not gonna resolve overtime, but we could get it where there's some kind of curve that we have the, some kind of, does that make sense?
Yes.
Because obviously we have a need for that schedule, because that's what we're supporting. Does that make sense to everyone?
Yep.
It makes sense to, so.
Yes.
If it means we gotta hire a person and a half, or something like that, you know. And Julie, is your office prepared to do that, or is it something we need to get somebody to do for us?
I could work with the departments. I don't have enough knowledge about the police department's schedule to be able to know what their scheduling is like.
How about fire?
Okay.
Fire's a little different. Police is a lot different.
Well, in the fire department's case, it's clearly manpower, staffing, clearly. The overtime that we think is reasonable and normal would suffice if we were at full staffing. That's what it comes down to.
Is that something Maria could do, work on?
Working on it.
No, I meant what I'm asking Julie about finding what the perfect number of.
Oh.
Where we could start saying, well, we get it where it's just 100,000 in overtime or whatever.
Are you still talking about fire?
Right.
So did we just say that fire, the number we have is the good number, but it's just not staffed? You're looking to see if we should add more?
Yeah, I'd just like to find out, like an analysis, if, well, we got new firemen just starting, right?
Well, no, we haven't got a new one started. If you're at 33 now, we're halfway through, it's going to be 66.
Is that police or fire?
Fire.
33, we have 33 full-time?
No, we're in the hole, 33,000 already, halfway through. So it's fair to say that you, by the end of the year, you're gonna be at 66.
Right.
That's one salary.
Yes, right.
But that's never gonna, yeah. Anyway, just, it's just something we ought to think about.
I mean, the way I look at it is if you, yes, by hiring another employee, it's going to you're going to still have to pay overtime, but it is my belief, because I have, nobody have seen, we haven't seen the new contract yet, I know I have the old one. And they're starting at the beginning step, they're not gonna be getting, as far as I know, as much vacation time as the person that's at the higher step. So that changes kind of everything over the step process. So it's gonna be really tough to figure out what the sweet spot is. For the new employees, we're gonna be making out. But I just can't see us going, I think we need to hire and put it to full staff.
One thing that this is silent, I don't mean to cut you off, is the new agreement that we're gonna be voting on at some point for the fireman's contract. So you've been involved in those discussions, right?
A little bit.
Not enough.
So at some point, you're gonna have to put that into our projection whenever that comes about.
You mean the retros? Because the retros will be in this fiscal year. And then for next fiscal year, we'll have the salaries already, so.
I didn't even think about the retro.
It wouldn't be any guesswork.
So we're gonna need to know that number at some point, whenever, I guess we gotta vote on it, don't we? Not us, but the town council. So will that be ready for the next meeting, or?
I'm hoping. No, I'm hoping that it is ready to be voted on by next meeting.
Not the 12th. Well, we'd have to have a, all right. Well, it's Monday night, so I'm hoping.
No, it's not gonna be.
All right, and thanks for taking the time to explain that.
Okay, Public Works, we have to cross our fingers for no more snowstorms on weekends or holidays.
Yeah, I got a text message from somebody that said, and I'll quote it, they can correct me if I'm wrong. It said, "I love the sound of hearing a snowplow go by on a holiday, looking at all that holiday overtime pay." I just laughed so hard, I'm like, oh.
Can't control Mother Nature. You know, it's funny, I had that conversation with, matter of fact, John and I were having a conversation with Judy yesterday. He was saying, yeah, we gotta come talk about that. John, there's nothing you can do about it. When it snows, it snows, you gotta go.
There's not that many holidays, it's weird thing, after Martin Luther King Day, it's not that many holidays left.
Pretty good after that.
Yeah. President's Day, we still got, I don't think that's one of them.
Okay, so does anyone have any other questions about the report? Now I can move on to the department update.
Okay.
Okay, so today we started budget planning. Department requests will go out next week, and then we'll begin meeting with the department heads the first week of February. The fiscal year 25 audit, the auditors will be on site starting January 26th, so that's starting up.
And that's for 2025?
Yes.
Okay.
What did you say, it was 26th, February 26th?
January 26th.
Hope everything's still current, they could just whip through pretty easy.
I hope so. In the department, payroll's working on having W-2s out for the end of the month, and accounts payable's working on having the 1099s out for the end of the month. So audit, budget, those reports, it's a pretty busy month for finance in January. Also, in terms of implementation and the status of the timekeeping system, we are able to schedule the next implementation steps for electronic purchase orders for January 20th. And we'll have a training implementation day that day. I believe we're supposed to have 3 days of implementation and training, and then we'll have to see what the next steps are and roll out schedule.
And that's for the
That's for the electronic purchase orders.
When do you think that'll be working, or April, May?
I'd say that's a good ballpark, yeah. Usually the trainings are a couple weeks apart. And then in terms of timekeeping, when we scheduled these trainings, I did reach out to our Munis rep to see what our options will be, what softwares are compatible with Munis, and he's gonna get back to me on that.
Yeah, I would like to fast track that. I mean, they got their own timetable, but I don't want them to wait till the next finance meeting. I'd like, hey, let's get together, discuss, so we can keep that going, so, because I got last talked.
You want to meet with me?
Yeah, well, I mean, I want to meet with all of us, just to say, or whatever, just maybe, yeah, we meet with you, or we do a special meeting. I just want to make sure that, you know, you get some knowledge. I don't want to wait a month.
Yeah, I can keep you guys in the loop.
Yeah, and then
They're not necessarily fast responders. To get this training that I have on the 20th, it took me a month and a half, so.
Well, I mean, do you want to look for other companies that might do it, and I don't know.
Well, we're at the mercy of Munis. Those are the reps that I have to work with.
Yeah. I thought there was two companies that did timekeeping.
They are, but I want to verify with Munis which ones we can look into.
Yeah, and just, I mean, you guys can weigh in on this. I don't know if we need to include the police because they have their own scheduling, their own stuff.
Yeah, so typically the police, it would be a different setup since they have their own scheduling. Maybe one of their admins would be inputting the time cards or so that it comes over. That's something to be determined depending on the software we get. So we'll have to cross that bridge when we get there. That's all I have.
Well, I have a couple questions.
Sure.
And I'm sure that other counselors have some stuff. Tracking special revenue, we discussed that last meeting. And just want to make sure that we got a plan how we can start looking at that and maybe articulate it. I think it's a pretty deep well, to be honest with you, because I think we got to find out who has what comes in, and how it's handled.
So we have all that. If you want, we can start adding the special revenue funds in the reports with the general fund so that you have that to review as well.
Okay.
Because it's all already laid out. There's nothing I have to research. All the special revenue is separated and recorded.
Okay, great. Let me just get, so
which funds are you looking at? Parks and Rec? Senior Center?
Parks and Rec Services.
Social Services.
Transfer Station.
So three, Parks and Rec Youth Services Senior.
Parks and Rec.
Youth Services and Senior Center.
Now, do any of those groups have their own credit cards or anything that's unregulated?
Nothing's unregulated. Most department heads have a credit card, yes.
And is it tied to those accounts or is it tied to a different account?
So it depends on what you fill out your PO for.
Okay.
So,
charge it off in the same card, but you've got a purchase order that's generated and it could go to anything.
Yeah. So I just want to make sure that our purchasing policy is being looked at, especially for anything over whatever it is, $50,000 or whatever. Whatever purchase was, I just want to make sure that things are...
The cards don't have a high limit. They're
well, what
like
I meant was, yeah,
purchases.
I just want to make sure that whenever we... I just want to make sure things are done, purchasing policies followed throughout the whole thing. Because I just feel like I have a sense that there are things being done that are kind of...
The credit cards?
No, just in general. Any vendors we hire or whatever, I want to make sure things are done correctly. That's another part of the, that's not necessarily special revenue, but it's just those sector groups hire a lot of vendors.
Okay. Yeah, like I know They do hire quite a few vendors, but it would, most of them wouldn't meet the threshold of going against purchasing policy. They're usually people who provide programs for the seniors or for the youth.
Okay. All right. I think that answered all my things I had written down. Mr. Baker?
I can't think of anything right now.
Not in time.
That moves us.
Come on, Brian, I've got to call Ripley's on that.
Taylor?
I'm gonna have to call Ripley's on that.
I'm just digesting all of this, but probably next week we already asked.
Okay.
All right, moving on, remarks from the public. The 3-minute limit, remarks from the public. And I'll go one more time, remarks from the public. Remarks from the counselors, Counselor Southern.
Thank you, Julie. I have nothing else to say, but I appreciate all the updates and your thoughtfulness with the overtime and the electricity, and good luck with your busy month.
Thank you.
Counselor Baker.
No, thank you, Julie. You're doing a great job, and all of these reports are very, very happy to understand. Here we are, where we're headed, and where we're gonna go. I think it's gonna help us make some good decisions going forward, keeping everything on track.
So I think you got a feel of what we're kind of looking at. I know we hit the road pretty hard today, and Happy New Year. Sorry. But I think, I just want to get kind of ahead of the curve, because last year it was just with all the transition stuff we had with everything.
You mean budget-wise?
Yeah, just kind of hand around everything, because we were kind of no man's land last year a little bit. And this year, I kind of just want to make sure, like, you know, after you get the sounds like the 1st of February, you're going to have hopefully all the budgets in front of you, and the mayor start looking at it. And what's the target to get to start discussing with us? Because if we interject too early and the mayor hasn't done his, it kind of messes things up.
Right, because I believe the mayor is supposed to give his proposed budget to council, and then you guys review.
Right.
And
but if we wait till we did last year, that was late April. And for us to be able to start talking to department heads in April was very taxing.
Yeah.
So we've got to kind of have something in somewhere in between. I don't know.
Sure.
I mean,
yeah.
I've talked to Counselor Baker and Counselor Southern about. She's a school board liaison, and I was thinking about we could start talking to the Board of Ed as quick as possible to see where they're at.
They're supposed to submit their budget to us sooner than when we have our budget done.
We're going to talk to them pretty quick.
I've already reached out to Diane on a couple of things, and one of them is asking her to give me a heads up on what she anticipates, not a formal budget submission, but something to go by so we can say that's possible or that's not possible.
Right. So.
And they haven't gotten back to us on the impact money. Impact aid.
Yeah, I know that Councilor Baker's, it's one of his things he wants to discuss. And we've discussed over the years, and I know Senator Oster talked to him pretty hard last year as well. No. And so we're going to have to nudge it with other ways. But I just want to say thank you, because last year worked out really well, and you're keeping us informed.
Oh, good.
So that's good, and I try not to bug you too much, but I think...
Call anytime.
All right, that's good. All right.
Appreciate that.
Motion to adjourn.
Approved.
Second.